Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath, and this is the Midday News. François de Rugy, the Environment Minister, has been on the counter-attack this morning after the damaging revelations which have been made public over the last few days by Mediapart. Mr. de Rugy has announced his plans to file an official complaint against the media company for false allegations and has said that he would not be resigning from his position in the government. The accusation of misuse of public money has not stopped at sumptuous dinners and a grace and favour flat. The Parisien has reported excessive expense claims, which included a hairdryer covered in gold worth €500. The government is also having to deal with charges of corruption against former security head Alexandre Benalla. Anti-corruption agency Anticor is looking into allegations of payments being made to Mr. Benalla from questionable Russian sources. President Macron will launch the latest addition to the French nuclear arsenal at a dry dock in Cherbourg today. The nuclear attack submarine called the Suffren makes up part of the Barracuda programme, which has cost €9 billion. With long-range missiles on board capable of crossing the Mediterranean, the submarine will be a first in terms of allowing women submariners on board. The festivities in Montpellier after the Algerian victory in the Africa Cup of Nations led to tragedy last night when a driver drove his car into a family. A mother was killed in the accident and her one-year-old baby is in a serious condition in hospital. Violence also spread in Paris, where shops were looted. 73 people were arrested across France in total. A post-mortem is being carried out today in Paris on the body of Vincent Lambert. The prosecutor wants to verify that the withdrawal of his treatment was done in accordance with the law. Mr. Vincent died yesterday after years of legal wrangling amongst his family on whether to continue with his life support. And finally, the seventh and longest stage of the Tour de France gets underway today. Riders will race the 230 kilometres between Belfort and Chalon-sur-Saône. The yellow jersey is now on the shoulders of the Italian Giulio Ciccone, who jumped 6 seconds ahead of Frenchman Julien Alaphilippe. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.